Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to the podcast. We have a great word to share with you today at Destiny Church. Sit back, be encouraged, and let's get into the word.
The series is entitled Hope Is Not Canceled. We're going to be spending the majority of our time in the book of 1 Thessalonians. So today is chapter 1. If you have a Bible, you can get that out. If not, you can follow along here. Paul, Silas, and Timothy to the church of Thessalonians. Thessalonians are people who live in a town called Thessalonica, or if you speak Greek, Thessaloniki. It's way north in the country of Greece, and it's in the province of Macedonia. So he's writing to these people who he started this church. He planted this church, and then he left, and now he's writing this letter back to them. He says, grace and peace to you. We always thank God for you and mentioning you in our prayers. And we continually remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and your endurance inspired by hope. Faith, hope, and love. There they are, right there, right? And it says that your endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers, loved by God, that he has chosen you. Because our gospel came to you, not simply with words, but also with dunamis, with the dynamite power of the Holy Spirit, and with deep conviction. You know how we lived among you for your sake? You became imitators of us and of the Lord, in spite of severe suffering. You welcomed the message with joy given to you by the Holy Spirit. And so you became a model to all believers in the region in which you're planted, which is Macedonia, and the region next to you, which is called Achaia. And the Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, for your faith in God has become known everywhere. Therefore, we don't need to say anything about it, because everyone knows. For they themselves report what kind of reception you gave us. They tell how you turned to God from idols and serve the living God. And here's what's interesting. At the end of every chapter, he always talks about the hope we have in that Christ is returning. So at the end of every chapter, there's something that talks about the return of Christ, which I think is really cool. And he says, to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the coming wrath. So today's series, for the month of August, is entitled Hope Is Not Canceled. And I just want you to really, really be encouraged. And as we thought about this, as I meditated on it, we're people of faith, and I'm reminded of Hebrews 11:1, because the word hope is there, if you remember. Now, faith is being sure of what we hope for, and certain of what we don't see. So we're talking about Bible hope. Bible hope is not some sort of unfounded wishful thinking. Regular, if you will, hope has its strength in your ability to hang on to something, to hang on to that hope. But Bible hope is the confident expectation that its strength is in God's ability. So in other words, he's going to hang on to you rather than you hang on to that thing that you're hoping for. And of course, we know the blessed hope, the granddaddy of all hopes, the blessed hope is the soon return of Jesus. I'm going to ask you a question as we get started this morning, and I want you to think, what do these things have in common? The 2020 Summer Olympics, the Illinois State Fair, the Golden Globes, the Miss America pageant, every Broadway play. You know, people get canceled too in a cancel culture. Movies get canceled. You're not going to be able to find Gone with the Wind anymore. It's been canceled, taken off of television. TV shows, one of my favorite shows, Cops, after 31 years, gone, canceled. Live PD, canceled. School was canceled, remember? 6 months ago, March, April, May, June, July, August, 6 months ago. They said, don't go back to school. Graduations, canceled. So far, half the baseball season. Fall high school football. Restaurants canceled. My wife went this morning, hey, let's go out to eat after church today. I'm not gonna do that. I read yesterday the downtown Blues and Barbecue Festival. Okay. The NFL season this fall might be canceled. No, canceled. Hannah had weddings to shoot photography. Canceled. Funerals. Canceled. Personally heard Friday, a gentleman who was to bury his mother. They didn't have it. They cremated her, and that was it. When I did your mom's funeral, 10 people. That's it. That's all I let in. I did another funeral, 10 people. In fact, it was Bonnie's grandson. Remember that, Bonnie? The whole football team, there's 300 people waiting outside in the heat. And they let him in 10 at a time. Well, they only let him in 7 at a time because there was family there at the casket. Canceled. And if it's not canceled, it's on the cusp of being canceled. I mean, but here's the deal. Say it with me. Hope is not canceled. Now, look at your neighbor and say it with a smile. Hope is not canceled. Which camera am I on here, Joey? I'm on this right here. Look at me. Get that in tight, Scott. We're all going to say it together. Are you ready? Say it really loud so it gets all the way on the television and on the stream. Here we go. On the count of three. 1, 2, 3. Hope is not canceled. Now give the Lord a hand clap of praise. I mean, it can't be canceled. Help isn't canceled. Healing isn't canceled. Heaven isn't canceled. Hope isn't canceled. Worldly hope, remember, is you holding on by your strength. But biblical hope is God holding on to you. Amen. Cheryl and I were talking about this yesterday morning, and it was first thing in the morning, and we were talking about this series, and we said that really that any hope not rooted in Christ is just a wish. You can have hope all day long, but if it's not rooted in the person of who Jesus is, you just have a wish. That's just wishful thinking. So our key verse out of the chapter this morning comes out of verse number 3. We continue to remember before our God and Father your work produced by faith, your labor prompted by love, and, watch this, your endurance inspired by hope. In other words, hope, this hope, not passive, oh boy, I hope this and boy, I hope that. No, the hope of heaven. That hope gives you strength to endure. There's nothing that you cannot get through, get over, get under, get around without that hope. Now you can wish, if your hope is not in Jesus, you just have, well, I wish on a star, blow out a candle on your cake, wish. But if it's not rooted in Christ, that hope is just a wish. Hannah sang it this morning. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust anything else, even the sweetest thing, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ, who's the hope? On Christ, hope. I love that name, by the way. Hope. There's hope. There's real hope right there. Right? On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. That hope I have. And the blessed hope that, listen, when it all falls apart, he's coming back to get me anyway. Come on. You can cancel this. You can cancel. They tried to cancel church. Right? But the Grinch found out you can't cancel Christmas. He's the only hope you need, right? He holds on to you. All right. Donovan, you're going to be my helper today. You didn't know this. I didn't tell you in advance you were going to do this. Come here, Donovan. Will you be my? Let me ask you. Will you be my helper?
Yeah.
All right. Everybody say, "Hey, Donovan." That represents a hope. I hope I find a new job. I hope I don't get sick. I hope it doesn't rain today. I hope I have kids. I hope I don't get sick. I hope I don't die. Wait a second, you're dropping your hope here, bro. You understand? Do you understand? Every hope that you have, every hope you have, every hope you have, Donovan, every hope you have, every hope you have, if it's not rooted in Jesus, you're holding on to it. You're holding on to it. And it becomes some sort of sick, twisted circus in your mind, in your life. Well, I hope it doesn't rain, and I hope he doesn't leave me, and I hope we, and then I hope, and I hope, and I hope. But when you have, I would rather have a hope, one thing to hope for.
Amen.
Jesus, the solid rock. When you put your hope in him, everything else is in him. If it's not, it's just a wish. Thanks, buddy. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. You can hope and you can hope and you can hope and you can hope. And in the worldly terms, that's what you can carry. Oh, I forgot to hope it didn't rain today. Oh, I hope I can get a new car. I hope I get a job. I hope that legislation. I hope that leader. I hope. They can all be hopes if they're in Christ. Because I'll tell you, if something doesn't happen you hoped for and you get angry and disappointed and all raged up about it, you know what that is? That demonstrates the fact that your hope wasn't in Jesus. Your hope was in the thing. And you were trying to produce it by your hoping. If I just hope harder, boy, I hope. I wish. But if you have one hope, that hope can never be canceled. And so when school gets canceled and the football season gets canceled and that thing that you were wishing for and hoping for doesn't happen, you go, okay, praise the Lord. Because my hope is singular. My hope is in a person, not a thing, not an event, not something I can carry around, not something I can buy. Because those things you're discovering get canceled. Stock market, canceled. 401k. Canceled. It all goes away, ladies and gentlemen. And like I reminded you last week, hearses don't have hitches.
Right.
It's all your effort when it's your hope. So why not embrace the one who is hope? The one, the true, the only, Jesus. Because any hope not rooted in Jesus, it's just a wish. A wish. So what does that mean? It means then, the only real hope you have is in a person. Not in me. I will disappoint you. Not in some politician. They will disappoint you. Oh, we got to, listen, I don't know who's going to get elected in the fall, but it doesn't change who's on the throne. You understand what I'm saying? So what have you been hoping for? It's either in the Creator or in his creation. I hope it's the Creator. Choose to put your hope in Jesus. Make him your premier hope. I'm not saying you can't have other hopes, but those hopes have to be in him. He is the premier hope. So that when you don't get the new thing or that doesn't go the way you thought, you go, you know what? There must be something better. There's got to be something better. You can't see it. You can't smell it. You can't touch it because faith is the evidence of things hoped for. Ray quoted Jeremiah 29:11. I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to give you a hope. And he did. He did. That hope is Jesus. He's there for you. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 23, it says, let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess. That's Jesus. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope that we profess, for he who has promised is faithful. Why don't you stand up with me this morning, please? Do you have some music you can put on? I just want you to close your eyes with me, those of you watching by television or online, listening to the podcast. This is a moment of reflection. Because as I saw Donovan with all these hopes piled up, the question is, are you holding them or is Jesus holding them? Because Jesus can certainly hold them all. So you only have to hold on to Jesus. You don't have to hold on to those other things. Oh, you can still hope for them, but that hope is in him. And he who promised is faithful. One final scripture this morning comes from Romans chapter 15. May the God of hope, he's the God of hope. Did you ever see that before? May the God of hope fill you with all joy. How is that possible? It's because your hope is in him, not in other things. Because the wheels fall off the other things. They never fall off Jesus. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope. And how does that happen? But by the power of the Holy Spirit. I mean, you can't do it yourself. You can't carry all the blocks yourself. So the word that Jeremy gave during the end of worship today about surrender, that's it. Surrender your hopes. But I hope the kids get back in school. I hope there's a sporting season. I hope and I hope and I hope and I hope. How about my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust anything, even the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus. Let's pray. Father, this morning we come to you, the God of hope. Fill us today, Lord, with the power of your Spirit. Give us that thing that we cannot attain ourselves, the ability to keep all of these hopes alive. Give us the faith, Lord, to trust you, to put you first in our home, in our family, in our marriage, in our job. And then when we do have a hope for anything, that we might place that in your hands, that it might come to pass, because faith is the evidence of the things we hope for. But if in the event that thing does not come to pass, you're still God. You're still on the throne. They can cancel everything they want, but they can't cancel you. They can't cancel hope. So Lord, as this month unfolds and as we examine our lives, the things that we hope for, the things that we believe for, God, encourage us today. And remind us, though people and movies and TV shows and events all get canceled, you endure forever. Thank you for keeping us in the hollow of your hand. May we always forever hide ourselves in the cleft of the rock. Cleft for me. For those listening today. And if you've never hidden yourself in Christ and given him all of your hopes, today's the day. With every head bowed and eye closed, with your heart turned towards heaven, let the spotlight of heaven just roam through your heart today. Is there something that he illuminates? He says, you know, that thing right there, gosh, why don't you give that to me? I certainly can hold it a lot better than you. And so, Lord, that's what we mean when we say we give you our heart. Give you my heart. my hopes, my dreams. You're number one in my life, in my home, in my family. You are the God of hope. If you've never done that, or you're willing to do that today for the very first time and put all of your hope in Jesus, that on that day when he calls you home, you'll see him face to face. This is that moment. This is that moment. Don't let the enemy steal it from you. Don't be distracted. Right now, where you're at, say, Father, I give you my heart. Father, I give you my life. And all of my hope is in you. And now may the God of hope, may he keep you and bless you. May he lead you and comfort you. That even though all around you is sinking sand, canceled here, canceled there, on Christ, the solid rock, we stand. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the power of the Holy Spirit. And all God's people said, amen.
Amen. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed the podcast. If today's message encouraged you, please share it with someone who needs to hear it. Stay up to date with new messages by becoming a subscriber today. To find events taking place or to give to Destiny Church, visit us at destiny217.org. At Destiny Church, you can find real, relevant relationships.